Well, when we talked to Walter Roman several weeks ago, he said even though the road was up there, they still used the old Circle City Trail for the mail in the winter time.
Yes, that's true. Especially from Central to Circle, you cut 8 or 9 miles off of the summer trail by the going on the winter road. But it's swampy country, and it wasn't feasible, according to our engineers of those days, to put a summer trail there because of the swamps.
Terrible swamps, and they still have trouble with some of the low places right in there. There's the $2 million or more going into that road from Central to Circle this past 2 years, filling up the holes.
That Circle Highway from from Central to Circle was really a good foundation the way it was in the 20s and 30s. The only thing is, it was crooked as a dog's hind leg. There's nothing that turns.
That's still that way, but some of the low places they've filled in. Well, when did you start to bring freight and mail out that way?
I bought in with Johnny Palm in 1938, and he had already established his freight line and mail line and passengers. We met the boats at Circle City every 2 weeks, brought passengers to Fairbanks, brought the mail once a week from Circle to Chattanooga. It's confusing when you talk to the people today. The mail didn't come into Fairbanks. It came to Chattanooga, and then it went. It came from Fairbanks to Chattanooga on the old Tanana Valley Railroad.
Well, my goodness. Dorothy,
in 1938? It was still operating in 1938?